Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bo Horwitz, and here we are. And of course, yesterday we played some on Monday, and we're going to do some more of that today. In the meantime, as we look at the different indices, the euro currency had some crazy movement, and the markets in general had some wild movement. But we still have that key reversal we're dealing with in the Nasdaq, and a lot of things going on. But really, a lot and then none. So let's go back and visit and hear what we were thinking about when all this stuff was happening on Monday. Here we go. Merkel wins, but grand coalition loses. So what does that mean anything? And we said that Merkel was going to have trouble, I think, 6 months ago. We knew this. All right. But what happened is she won, but the rest of her party did not come along with her, basically. So does that mean anything? And I would say the answer would probably be no. Okay. I don't think it means anything. The LPEG system controls the health fixing system. The people are not being given choice. Right. Now, again, I understand that they're not giving choice. That's the whole problem. You know, listen, the state line thing, there's a whole bunch of problems. Okay. Now, last week, there's a couple of good things, or at least they think they're good. I didn't write this. I copied this from somebody. Fed decision. I don't know if that was so good or not. Corporate earnings outlook. And again, I have a big problem with people that get excited about corporate earnings that are built on contraction. To me, that's not very exciting when companies are borrowing money real cheap, this is great, and I'm brown with that. But they're cutting back their spending, they're cutting back their employees, and not doing any CapEx spending. So, yeah, I can make my earnings look real good if I don't spend anything. And then, according to them, the bad home sales. Look, home sales go up and down with interest rates. I don't know. Rail traffic decline. That would be the biggest thing that I would look at would be rail traffic, which is the shipment of goods. Most shippers use rail because it's cheaper. And if we're losing rail shipping, that's not very good. That means we're not moving a lot of product, which means that we're back to where I said we were. We're not moving a lot of stuff. It's slow. There's not a velocity of money. America's record-breaking $20 trillion in debt. Right? Now, this map is interesting, and the reason I put it here is because the United States, we're at about a little bit over 100% of debt to GDP. China is about 250% of debt to GDP, and Japan, excuse me. But notice all the debt here. I mean, this is not a healthy scenario when you continue to accumulate debt and you allow manipulation to create more debt, and then you have to create inflation to satisfy that debt. That is known, you can name anything you want, but it's known as a Ponzi scheme. Japan has no illusions that interest rates will ever rise. And of course, Japan owns, I think, 55% of their stock market now. So this is one of the reasons that everybody wants to get cash out of the market, okay, and make everything more of a paperless society, because they can go through and not deal with anything, all right? Because then nobody knows what they're doing. And here are just some of the countries, the debt to GDP, 245%, 173%, 138%, 133%, 111%. I mean, again, these are the problems. These are big, big problems. And of course, I talked about this a little earlier, the B-1 flyby. I thought it was pretty cool. America's going broke and nobody cares. People are realizing there's now a huge disconnect between serving our citizens in the market system and financing hedge sheets. Well, look, you always knew there was a big separation between the Wall Street and Main Street anyways. It's just getting bigger, right? But America's going broke and nobody cares. And this is a fact, right? Nobody cares. And of course, it doesn't matter as long as the markets go up. And that's where I think that the Fed has made a dramatic mistake is they're continuing trying to pump up the stock market when the bottom line is the only way to stimulate any economy is to put the money in the hands of the people that are going to spend it, right? Which typically has been the middle class. The middle class drives every economy. If you don't have them, you got problems. And you've heard this expression, the hourglass economy, not a very good spot to be in. And that, but nobody cares. That this is, again, when greed takes over, nobody cares about anything. Corporate America has amassed a record amount of cash. And again, that when you can continue to buy back your stock and continue to cut back on your expenses. And look, being fiscally responsible, I have no problem. But when you're given this basically as a gift, you know, these ridiculously low interest rates, I mean, it goes back to corporate America buying back their stock. You know, if you're paying a 4% dividend and you can borrow that money at 3%, well, what are you going to do? You're going to borrow the money and not pay the 4%. You pay 3% for the same thing. So, again, to me, it just seems to be problematic. And, of course, is there a Bitcoin bubble? We kind of went through that already. But the decentralized is a new centralized. And this is the central banking system. And this would be the like the cryptocurrency, right? And where they how they watch the money. And this is one person, basically, or one group making a decision of what's going to happen with your money and how they're going to devalue your currency, right? Which is a problem because that's the only way they'll ever be able to attempt to pay back the debt that they're creating, because they have to make it worth less, create inflation so that you can pay more taxes and help them finance their irresponsibility. And that is something that I think is important to understand. This is why the big Fed cry for inflation. It's very simple. Okay, they want inflation because they need us to pay to finance that debt. This has been going on for 104 years, and unless somebody puts a stop to it, it's going to continue to go on. And quite frankly, I think it's a crock. I don't like it. I don't think it's any good. I don't think it does anybody any good. And of course, you can see how your taxes continue to go up, like your real estate, whatever. And these are all ways to handle or swindle legally you out of your cash. And I think that that's a mistake. I don't like, you know, again, I don't like what that feels like. I don't think that it's a good deal for anybody. I think that you have a problem dealing with this. And at the end of the day, it's going to be your money going to finance all the wealthy. Excuse me. It's going to be your money going in to drill everybody down. And we are the ones that are going to get the privilege and honor to pay all this ridiculous debt that has been accumulated over the years. And, you know, if you think it's fun, it's not, because why should we be responsible for the mistakes that others have made? Okay. Especially when they get the benefit either side, they make big money. So I have a fundamental problem with that. When, you know, if we use the banks, they lent and didn't care. And then they went busto, but they took bonuses and they didn't give us back what we had coming. I think that, again, those are, to me, things that are a problem. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And, of course, libertytalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show as well as The Sporting Edge every weekend. And, you know, don't forget, you know, every day, right after the close, I do what we call Bubba's Daily Update. And certainly I would love to send it to you. It's a quick 3 to 5, 6 minute video of what happened that day. And you can get prepared for the next trading day. So if you want to get a hold of that, it is free. And all I have to do is email me at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. And I'd love to send it to you and love to get you as part of the team. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, we're going to step out here for a break and come back. But, you know, make sure you get a hold of that Bubba's Daily Update. And make sure you check out Bubba's Bottom Line as well at BubbaTrading.com. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, tonight is Thursday Night Football, right? Thursday night. Bears, Green Bay. I think the Packers put a beaten. I think the Packers put a beat down on the Bears tonight. That's my call. I'll remind you later. In the meantime, let's get back and hear some about some money schizophrenia and look at some stocks and see what they're doing. Let's go back to the roost. Here we go. And of course, money schizophrenia. This is something that's very dangerous and will, again, create a much bigger problem. And we've all seen these before. The zero interest rates for an extended period of time. If you've ever done one of these, okay, the first thing is it's not zero because you have to pay a fee to get the money. So to write that convenience check that they send you, you have to pay a fee. So if you want to borrow $5,000, let's say the fee is $250. Okay. So the first thing, you're paying 5% for that money immediately. Now, the other key to this gimmick is if you do not pay it back and make the minimum payments until it's fully due and don't pay it back in full on the day that it's due, that interest will go back at usury rates all the way back to day one, and you'll never get up. Okay. This is how they trap people. Okay. Especially those that are unsuspecting, into a debt bubble. And of course the banks don't necessarily care because, you know, if they're lending out 9-to-1, they don't need everybody to pay as long as they're getting higher interest rates. Already broke $120 trillion unfunded debt. Yeah, of course. Okay. Again, I'm with you. All right. You've heard me enough times. All right. Enough of my whining, but again, these are things that are very serious. Again, just for the average guy. And of course, you know, we've already got a record amount of debt between auto loan and school. All right. Not good. Not a good situation to be in. All right. Let's look at them. Let's look at the world according to the markets. Okay. Get my stuff ready here. All right, Apple. Anybody want to take my bet again? I said no 170 this year. I feel pretty good about it right now. All right, so we thought, I mean, our original call from up here was 150. Here we are. All right, we're getting a little bit of a bounce. All right, now this has come down. We thought 164 was a good sell, or 162, and here we are at 150. All right, last week we said sell 162. And see what happens at 158. And of course, boom, it went through it like a hot knife through butter. I mean, you'll probably see a little bit of a bounce in Apple in the next day or so. Certainly, if you're a very short-term trader, look for a scalp, you could look to be a buyer on 150. I don't expect to see a bubble here or explosion to the downside. I think you'll see probably, you know, kind of reacted okay today. Opened lower, and it actually, you can see by the candle, it opened, you know, it was higher than it opened at the end of the day. So I expect to see probably a little bit of a bounce here. I mean, I would not be making a long-term buy here in Apple. I think right now we look at 150, and I think you want to look at 155 to 156 is about to resell it. So if you got in at 150 or around there, you could look to sell it at 155 or 156. Because I don't think we're going to go much past that. I think you're going to come back to that bottom. If it does come back, I think you'll come back to that bottom end of that channel and then break from there. Isn't cryptocurrency going to disrupt the Fed? Well, they're trying to disrupt the Fed, okay? Because, again, the Fed has no control over this. But they're working feverishly, and I know a lot of the banks are as well, to figure out how to get her into it themselves. But of course, we don't. The purpose for the cryptocurrency is to keep not the Fed out, but the idea of the Fed out. Amba, Alpha Michael Bravo Alpha. So we wanted to sell it at 50. We never made it. Notice, look at where we stopped. We never got past this like 47-ish level, and now we're down a little bit today. You know, a little big rally on Friday, but again, it failed, and I would expect this to fail again. My one concern here is that it is making some tighter consolidation. I would look to be a seller still at 50, but I might look at it at 47 as well. I think this will have to time out to how the markets are trading at the time. But I do think, you know, 47 is a little bit more aggressive. This is a very thin stock that can certainly pop one way or the other if it wants. And if they drive it enough. But I do think, as an aggressive trader, I've already got a short position in it myself. But I would look at 147, but at 47 again. But certainly I would be willing to load up at 50. Amazon, Alpha, Michael, Zulu, November. All right, so we thought 980 was a sell, and we thought that we'd go through 960, and here we are, now at 930, 940. Again, I would not expect this to go straight to zero. I would expect to see some sort of a bounce from here. Obviously, a much higher risk trade just because of the sheer dollars, not because it's any riskier than the other trade. It's just more money. But certainly, I would expect this to at least pop back to 160. In fact, you know, last night I mentioned that, you know, I wanted to put an order anticipating a $12 rally. Of course, that was from 955, not from 940. But I still expect a rally. And I would think you'll get a bounce here. And I think that's what we want. What we really want to see, this kind of correlates into the mass markets of what we want to do. A rally back to 960 and a fail there would indicate that this is going down. Now, this is in market terms, this is in correction territory. It's down about 15% from the high. But I would think 960, 970, if it fails there, I think this would be a great short. And then I think you go through under 900. All right. Now, but here it does look like, again, if I were going to play it from here right now today, I can only be a buyer. I cannot be a seller here. All right. Even if I would be right being a seller, I can't be. I do think that the tech is very heavy and very ugly right now. But at this level, you know, we're down, you know, 7% from the recent high. I expect to see what we would look for just from a technical standpoint is like a 3%, a 3.5% retracement, which is a 50% retracement, not 3.5%, but 50% retracement. That takes us right up to about that 960, 970 level. For those of you who sometimes follow Fibonacci, which I don't, but I just happen to know the numbers, that would be a halfway back retracement, which I would think would be reasonable, which would then give me the reasons to believe that we're going lower. Okay. Apache, Alpha Papa Alpha. Last week we said, okay, we were looking to maybe sell call spreads up against this 42. Well, we broke out. No big deal. I think here at 45, you can now look to be a seller. These obviously, a lot of these oil names blew up on, you know, what's going on, which is fine. Not surprising. You know, if you remember down when we were down in the 30s, we were looking to be a buyer of these oil names. Why? Because that's what made sense then. Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know what to tell you. You're the only one who said that so far, but it doesn't mean that you're the only one who it's happened to. I can't say anything about it. I don't know what to do with the audio if it's bad. I know the recording should be okay though. Okay. So here I'd be a seller right here if I were going to trade this. Okay. I think this is a good spot for it. It has rallied back all the way back right to what I would consider a resistance level. You know, I'm a buyer, not back into the, you know, the 30s, you know, like 38, 39. Baba. Okay. A one day correction. You know, we've been neutral this because again, it kept exploding and every level was violated. Well, really, where are you not? You're just at the bottom end of a consolidation range. Are you not? I mean, my original thought was 165. I think you can look to buy at 165 still. All right. I think you look now. I think you can look to sell at one, you know, 175, 178, 180, somewhere in that area. But I mean, I'd go at 175 first. But I think here, what you've really got, okay, is you've got a reason now to sell it. And this looks to be pretty much of a what I'd call blow off to the downside. So certainly I'd look to be a potential buyer of this for a trade. Okay, and try to run it back up to 175 or 177. Now, remember, one of the things you're looking at is whether or not you're looking to invest or you're looking to trade. And the sum of stuff that I'm giving today is stuff that would be for a trade, a quick trade, a quick bounce. I mean, we thought that we'd see, you know, a bounce in, you know, some of the tech stocks, and we thought we'd see a bounce in Amazon. And sure enough, you know, bounce about $6-$7. So again, that's what we're looking for when we do these things. And so you have to make the decision of where you stand with that particular item and what you want to do. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, you can get the show every day at libertytalk.fm as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And Bubba's Bottom Line or Bubba's Daily Update, I email it to you every day after the close. If you're interested and you'd like to know what I think about the markets and what happened, you can get that. It's a 3 to 5 minute video every single day, emailed right to you at no cost to you. And, love to have you aboard. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out of here for a break, but I'll be back. Don't worry. I'm coming back. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break.
Fly me to the moon. Let me.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're talking about the bubbles and tiny bubbles and what else is going on. But in the meantime, we are checking out some stocks, and we just finished up with Bubba, and let's move on. Here we go. ConocoPhillips, Charlie Oscar Papa, on a straight line to the moon. We thought 48 would hold. It did not. Well, we took a position today at 50. And again, I would be a seller here at 50. I think this is, I don't see much more room to the upside buying. I wouldn't even think of buying until it came back down to about 45. If then, Facebook, very much like Bubba. Okay. We want to be a seller at 172.50. Here it is. Bingo. Here we are. Okay. 10 points later. Now, I would think you'd probably see 160 here, but again, I don't expect the world to fall apart tonight. I don't expect everything to go straight down. I would firmly expect to see a little bit of a bounce back rally. And this again becomes the key as to how we manage our position and how we manage our next trade if these rallies fail. Now, if Facebook goes back to, let's say, 167.50 or so, or 170, and doesn't and can't push higher, that would be a failure and we'd look to be a seller. But what we'll be watching is the speed and the amount of volume that comes in with it, that will give us a much better inclination. Look at that volume today. That looks just like a puke out. Like everybody got concerned. Okay. So I would look to be seller on a rally. I think at 160, you can certainly look to be a potential buyer. Okay. I mean, that would be, if I were going to buy it there, I could work the order at 160 or work an option trade based on 160. Because I'm firmly convinced you will see some sort of a rally. GDX, Golf Delta X-Ray. Okay. And we felt we could get in down here. And again, we might have been a little bit early, but we got the rally back today. I think you can be the buyer of this around 23. If you want to hold it for a little bit, you know, again, this is not like a real volatile, wild, maniac stock. So you could buy this and hold this for a little while. I think you'd be better off. I think gold's going higher. I think this will do well. But again, you can try to wait for a little bit of a pullback. One thing I never worry about is missing it, because you're always going to get another opportunity to get back in. Gilead, bouncing around in consolidation. We want to be a seller at 90, and we thought we could be a buyer at 82. And of course, here's the 82, boom, and now we're at 84. Again, we're pretty much in this tight consolidation. I would probably pass this for now, only because it's in too narrow of a range. You know, it's a pretty volatile stock, or has been. And in a $2.50 range, what do I need to get involved for? There's other things I can trade. So I would probably pass this for now and be neutral here. Gold, Gulf Lima Delta. We said we wanted to be a buyer at 122. Didn't quite get there, 122.49. And here's the bounce. No surprise. So now, this, like gold, this would be the same pattern in the market now. What are we looking for? Well, again, I believe gold is going to pop a little bit more, but certainly based on the pattern, you could look at 126, which would be a rally to, you know, it'd probably equate to about 1340. That would be a reasonable spot to take a stab at it from the short side. You know, we were long this last week and it failed on the Fed. And of course, it's now recovered basically from the Fed crap. Google Golf Oscar, Oscar Golf Lima. We said sell it at 950. Look at that. Bing. 952. Here we go. 920. And again, I think this stay. I don't think anything has changed. Nothing has changed in Google other than it's still 920 to 950. I see no reason to change any of my thoughts here. It's still in that same consolidation pattern. The Russell, India Whiskey Michael. So we thought we could sell it at 144. Not very good. Now it's only 144, 40, 50. But again, notice what happened. It broke out and it just continues to go higher. So again, is this something that you really want to sell? Now you could say, now look, I could make a case for it. Well, the high volume, it's a blow, but this is not a blow off like we just looked at in gold. Okay. Look at the difference. This is straight up from over the close. This is traded a little bit. Okay. This kind of closed mid range. I think you're better off being neutral here. There's no real trade for us to get into. I think you're better off being neutral. JP Morgan. Okay, we thought this was 90 to 94, and we wanted to short at 93 last week, and of course, exploded through and went all the way up to 95, and now it's back in. Now, again, this has all the makings of a potential false breakout. I think the key here is to watch if it fails here and goes back down to, let's say, 93, then you'd want to look to be a seller on a rally back to 94. There is no trade to be made right here unless you want to be a buyer. I'm not really particularly interested in being a buyer here. I would rather look to risk about it to be a seller here, but I would wait. Again, I would want to see it pull back to 93 or so and then rally back to 94 and go back to that 90 to 94 pattern that we've been trading for months. Google's 920 to 950. IWM is neutral. I think did I catch you up, my dear? Audio's breaking up for everybody, I guess. I don't know. Oh, geez. My internet's was down. Oh, I see what's happening. Hold on. You guys still there? My internet went down for a minute. Okay. Are you guys still out? Are you guys with me? Why do I have so much trouble? What the? Why is it? Why is it? Okay. I'm back. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll get through this because I don't know what's going on with Comcast, the worst garbage in the world. Google is 920 to 950, and the rut is, and the IWM is neutral. And JP Morgan is, you have to be neutral, but we're watching for something. Las Vegas Sands, Lima Victor Sierra. We're 62 to 65. That has not changed. You could look to be a buyer at 62, seller at 65. Momo. Ooh, I got Momo here. All right. I thought we could buy it, and of course, it's broken down. Again, I'm looking to be a buyer of some quantity at 33 or so. I missed it today when it got down there. But again, this is a little bit higher risk, but I'd be willing to trade down there and be willing to buy. And that would be what I would be looking for here. I'm not really a seller here. But if I were to be a seller, I would look. It would have to go up to about 40 before I think about selling. I would make this 32, 33 to 35 to 40. I'd much rather be a buyer of this. It's taken a massive hit and a beat down, and I think that it's a solid company that's going to work its way back. Netflix. It looks familiar. It looks like Baba. It looks like Facebook. It looks like a couple of them. We didn't want to sell the top, the double top that people wanted to sell. And of course, it worked out beautifully if you had done it, but we did not. So here we are. Now, I think you look for, potential play at 175 to be a buyer. I think you look to sell at 190. I know it's a wide range, but of course, you can just see the stock move $8 today. So I don't think there's anything really to be concerned about here. NVIDIA, November Victor Delta Alpha. And we wanted to be short this. We did not because, again, I didn't want to guess, but I could have told you that I felt that this was the next move. And again, I don't make those kind of trades for us. It's just not worth it. It's, you're more gambling. I said I sold some call spreads, which I did. But other than that, it wasn't a big trade. So now let's see how the action comes from here. I mean, here you'd probably want to be a buyer around 165, okay? And then we'd look to be a seller possibly around, you know, 185, you know, or maybe it fills that gap to the bottom end, which is about 185 to here, all right? And this is what you're looking at now. A lot of this key stuff is what we need to see happen now, okay? We want to see rallies back into those levels. Then we want those rallies to fail. That gives us a more of a clear footprint of what's going to happen next. Okay, does that make sense, everybody? I hope my sound's gotten better. Palo Alto Networks, Papa Alpha November Whiskey. And we thought that this was in this range, and of course it was in a very narrow range, and now it's breaking down. So it looks to me like it wants to fill this gap at about 134. I would look to be a buyer at 134. I would think you can take a look at selling at 144. 134, 144. Okay. 130.
And of course, you know, that's what we're looking at. We're only tracking the overall footprint. These are for trades. These are not investments. These are short term. If we were investing, we would do a little bit more research to make sure that we felt that the companies were strong fundamentally as well and still want to be a player based on the technical reasons. But in the meantime, this is what we're looking at. And these are the things that you do as a trader, as an investor, to put yourself in the best possible position. And the other way to put yourself in the best possible position is to get Bubba's Daily Update, which you can get for free. All you have to do is email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com, and I will send you every day. I will email you the Bubba's Daily Update, and it's about a 3 to 6 minute video about what's going on and what happened. And also, to make sure you never miss the show, all you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And we are going to step out of here for a break come back with more of the Bubba Show. Make sure that we take care of you and give you the right information so that you can be prepared for the next big move in the markets. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. So we're going to step out here. We will be right back with more of the Bubba Show after that. Todd Bubba Horowitz, the Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we're looking at some stuff. And, you know, one thing I noticed yesterday, I just, you know, I thought I'd mention is oil. Oil was like stuck in mud. It wasn't going anywhere. It was kind of interesting. I guess it's getting ready to make some big move. And I can't imagine it being up. I can only imagine it being down. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, let's go back to the call and see what's going on. Here we go.
Before 144. The Qs. Quebec. Neutral. Now, once again, we're going to step into it. I'm sure we'll step into it as well. I have to clean my shoes. But I would say you could look at probably 145 as a spot to take a sell. All right. I think you can look for this to get down to about 141 and look for a rally from down there. And then we'll see how it trades out. Schlumberger. Sierra Lima Bravo. Okay, and we thought that 70 was a spot to sell it, and I still believe that 70 is a great spot to sell it. I would be a seller of this at 70. It's had a nice move. We actually looked at it down here and thought that it would pop, and of course it popped farther than I would imagine, 10%, but I would now look to be a seller here right around 70. And Spiders, Sierra Papa Yankee. We're going to remain neutral. Okay, we don't have a real purpose yet. We could fill this gap and then rally. There's just a lot of things that can happen. It's just, again, there's no good reason that I can give you to sell this. Skyworks, Sierra Whiskey Kilo Sierra, short at 109. We'll call that bingo. Okay, that's a bingo. Here we are. So now we thought that, you know, we would get down to 100, and here we are. Now, again, I would firmly expect this to bounce from this level. I would not jump in tomorrow morning. Okay, I would look at this, and if it starts to turn around a little bit, you could look at it. In other words, you'd want to buy it just a touch over 100, showing that the short-term chart was starting to hold on and starting to look a little bit more bullish in a short-term chart, because I'm assuming their levels are going to stay the same. We'll make this, you know, 100-ish to 110, and I would basically trade. I'd rather sell the 110 on a rally back up there. I don't have a good reason yet to buy here, but this is an area that I'd be looking at it, and I would be watching it, and I'd, you know, watch, depending on your own personal schedule, you know, a 10-minute chart, a 20-minute chart, a 5-minute chart, whatever works for you. And when it starts to go higher, that would be the spot I would look to get in at. Okay, the bond markets, TBTTLT. I'd be a buyer of TBT at 34. Okay, that's the inverse of the bonds. That would be bonds. You think bonds are going down, which I do, but I'd like to see them rally a little bit before I get in. That would tie into 155.16 or so in the big bonds. Tesla, Tango, Sierra, Lima, Alpha. And, of course, we said 390, pretty close. And here we come down. I would expect probably off of 340 or 330, a little bit of a bounce. Again, I will not trade this to the long side under any circumstances. Okay. I think this is a piece of garbage. I love the car, but I think the valuations are ridiculous. They don't make any money. They remind me of a lot of the internet stocks from the 90s. And I'm personally not a buyer, but I would certainly be a seller on a rally back. Sold Skyworks, credit spread last week, for a moment. Great. Perfect. That's good. That's what you should do. Nice job. So here, again, if you like to buy this, and again, I'm not telling you not to buy it. I just said I'm not buying it. I mean, 340 or so or 335. You know, listen, this moves a lot. So you want to look at those areas. But I'd much rather be a seller back up about 370 now. All right. That would tie into, this is a spot that we kind of broke out from. Boom, right here. And this would be a spot we'd like to get back to so that we could sell it and see it go back this way. Twilio, Tango, Whiskey, Lima, Oscar. All right. Now, this is a great one because we said 32 would be about the peak, and that was it. And, of course, it's coming back down. Again, I'm still looking to buy this at 28. I didn't short it at 32 because I don't want to short this one, but that was a place to get out. And I said what you should do is if you're long, because we've been mostly long this, is to tighten up your stop, you know, when it got up that high. And if it takes you out, it takes you out. And I think that's what happens. So now we're kind of mid-range, but I'd be a buyer at 28. And if I was in, I'd lighten up at 32. But the way I'd lighten up is by putting in a stop. UCO. I don't short this, baby. All right. Well, this is a little bit of a buy. And of course, the pattern justifies it. I didn't see this coming. And, you know, when we met last week, we were here. But here you go. You got a breakout. Again, I'm not going to short this anyways. I only use this to be on the long side. So we'll let it trade out, and we'll call this neutral for right now. Win. Whiskey Yankee, November. Now we've broken a little bit down. Now, this has been pretty tricky. We were in that tight consolidation range. We've now come down below. I think we need to watch a little bit. We're going to call this neutral. But for those that you are experienced or a little bit more aggressive, you can look at 142.50, 143 as a spot to get short this. We are on the downside of it, but again, is this a false breakout to the downside? That would be my concern. X, U.S. Steel. We thought it was a buy, and of course, it collapsed. And here we are down here. I think you want to now look at being a potential seller at 25 or a potential buyer at 23. But what we're really looking for, whichever side we would happen to get in on, and I would trade either side of this, I would be willing to... I'd be looking for it to break. If I got in short at 25, I'd be looking for it to go back into the teens. And if I got long at 23, I'd be looking for it to go back up to 30. All right. So I wouldn't be trading that tight of a range, but I'd be willing to enter on that range because this is a pretty wild stock. So I'd be willing to trade it like that and look for it to break it out one way or the other. XBI. And we're still stuck in this range. You know, 83 to 85. It's just not a big enough range to commit. Because it's too volatile of a stock when it's moving. It has an expected move every week of, you know, over $3 typically. So it's really not, you know, something that's only trading a $2 range. It's hard for me to try to pick the side. I'd rather wait and give myself a better opportunity. And so I think we stay neutral here. And XLE, broke out. And kind of blew up. This is another representation of oil. If I were going to trade this, I'd be a seller here. Okay, I would sell into this. This was a big blow off in oil, and I would be selling gladly in these areas. But at the end,
that's what we see, and that's the way you trade. As long as you're using good solid disciplines and things like that, you don't have much to worry about. Yeah, you can lose some money. That's what you're doing. Your risk. you're taking risk to try to enhance. And if you do that, then these are good, solid levels that we would look at and good, solid spots that we think that the trade is going to be good. So it makes sense to use those types of levels and to actually try to use the market footprint, because again, the market leaves a very good solid footprint and it gives you a general idea of what's going to happen. And that's always what we're focused on, is how to put ourselves in the best potential spot to be successful. And that's really what it comes down to. And that's what you should be focused on, is how can you put yourself in that position to create more success for yourselves. And one of the things you can do to help deal with that is to use Bubba's Daily Update, which I send every day after the close. So it sets you up for tomorrow's trading or the next day's trading. And, you know, all you have to do is email me at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com, and I'll just put you on the list. It's free. And also, you go to libertytalk.fm and you can download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, speaking of the Sporting Edge, tonight we're going with the Green Bay Packers to put a whoop down, a beat down on my own Chicago Bears. And, of course, that will do it for today's Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz, and as always, I thank you for taking the time to listen, taking the time to be here. And if you get any comments, you can always email me at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com and get that daily update. That'll do it for today, my friends. Everybody, have a great day. Have a great evening. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station, right here on The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Good night, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.